Yerushalmi Trimuth, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Kufvov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Memches, Amad Aleph, on the fifth line, Hachoivet. Hachoivet, Meshubach, Min, Mimeshubach, Min Adash. The Mishnah taught that one who beat the produce to thresh it without the use of an animal is praiseworthy. He is more praiseworthy than who? Than one who treads. Adash, Ketzeru, Oiseh, Tani, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Toileba, Kashinim, Ben Yafin, Yafinam, Min Hakol. The Baisa says that how does one tread growth of Truma? It was taught from Rav Shimon that the best thing he can do is to hang karshinim for the animal to eat while he's working. Rav Yosi says that this shows if the owner did the same to an animal with chulin, he does not transgress the prohibition of muzzling an animal while working. One does not need to feed the animal the same species of food that he is threshing. If one uses his animal to thresh legumes and fenugreek, he doesn't transgress the prohibition of drawing pek chafei pasuk dalad, you shall not muzzle an ox when it's threshing, but it's prohibited because of ma'asa ayim, because it looks bad. If tanai tani b'daish shu mutalach, if tanai tani b'daish shu osalach. One tana taught that one only transgresses for produce that's suitable for him rather than, for example, trimmer or hektish that he may not use. Another tana taught that it even applies to produce that he may not use. Amar Rabbi Abba ba Mamal. Now, according to the Giv here, we need to be skipping a large section of Gemara here and continue with the words Masnisa, instead of saying Taman, it should say Commander Amar Af Badaishu Asalach Taninan Toile Kfifos Basavre Behema. So this section was wrongly printed here. It really should have been in the beginning of the 10th Perek, and that's why we skipped this whole large section. And rather, this piece should read that Rabbi Abba ba Mamal says that our Mishnah follows the opinion that one transgresses even for prohibited produce, as it taught that he should hang baskets on the necks of the animals in order to avoid the prohibition of muzzling. That shows that if one would muzzle for trimmer produce, he would transgress. You should not muzzle an ox when it's threshing, but not when it's crushing grapes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's prohibited even when crushing grapes. Amriv Abin, Rikiva Shal, Eser Bishim ben Yerchai, Mivdakne be Chasam mi'ruchut ve'echnes mi'fnim. Rav Avin said that Rabbi Akiva asked Rav Shimon Yochai to test his response. Did the Torah only prohibit muzzling at the time of threshing, or even if it was muzzled beforehand? Amalei v'yachem el ayam mayed, mi'boyachem el ayam mayed, amaviziru le'sachzim shoy v'dishoy le'sodosh b'shor chasum. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said to Rabbi Akiva that just as we expound in Vayikra Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, you shall not drink wine or intoxicating drinks when you come to the house of meeting, must refer to first drinking and then entering, so too the prohibition of muzzling must even refer to muzzling before the threshing begins.